All right. Hello, this is Victoria Barella. I'm here with the Trade Show Minute at ISE 2017 in Amsterdam. I'm here with Gary Kay.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. This is actually, interestingly enough, the episode 54 of the Trade Show Minute,
but it's
technically episode 1 of ISE 2017, right?
One of many.
How many is it? How many are you going to do while you're here?
Approximately. It has to be like, I don't know, 20 times 4 at least.
Yeah, we probably got, we're probably going to do somewhere between 50 and 100 podcasts during the show. And this is the first of the Trade Show Minute. And I'm excited that Victoria has joined us here at ISE. You may remember her and Johnny. Moda handled our
Infocom.
Trade Show. Yeah, our Trade Show Minute at Infocom. And Victoria Barella, tell them a little bit about what you do and why you're here.
Ooh, okay. So, we are podcasting at ISE 2017 away from Rave Publications. I do Crestron programming for lighting. So these conventions really interest me. I love AV, and I'm so happy you guys brought me on to Europe this year. It's awesome. I love it.
You also handle our Millennial Z podcast.
Yes.
And you are a millennial, and you're the one of the youngest people in the AV industry right now. But interestingly enough, you have like 10 years worth of AV knowledge that somehow you gained because you were really well mentored.
Yes. Oh, definitely. So even the first episode, we were talking about mentorship. It's the big buzz, from what I'm understanding, in the AV community that, you know, there's not a lot of young people. Also, there's so many young millennials that are really interested in technology, and they just need to be introduced into the industry. And so I decided, you know, let's start a podcast. Let's get people involved. Let's get this show on
the
road.
Is this a free plug for your Millennial Z podcast?
Maybe a little bit, but it's also why I'm here.
It is why you're here. I mean, because you do represent a generation that's going to take over this industry, and I'm representing the generation that's moving out of the industry. But I'm excited to have you. This is my 14th integrated system exposition or show, now they call it, but it's my 14th show. This is your first. First off, how do you like Amsterdam?
Oh my gosh, it's great. We were walking around the first day. I think our feet were about to fall off, and we all took a power nap afterwards because we were so exhausted. But yeah, it's great. We saw the sign. We saw the Heineken tour. It was great. There's still many more places we want to visit.
While we had you enjoying the town, we were setting up our meeting room here. You can't see it, but we are ready to start podcasting, video casting, uploading videos, blogging, and writing news stories about the show, which we're going to be doing online at ravepubs.com. If you just go to ravepubs.com/ISE2017, you'll find all of our ISE coverage. If you can't remember that URL, all you have to do is go to ravepubs.com and click on the We're Live or We're On logo. But we're expecting some big things at this show. I've already written up over 200 stories about new products, and I will tell you that one of the things that's clearly going to be a big, big thing here at ISE 2017 is going to be the fact that there are a lot of competition now for the Barco ClickShare. The Barco ClickShare has owned the wireless collaboration market almost exclusively, and what I mean by that is they probably have at least an 80% market share of that product. They've told us that they've shipped somewhere around 170,000 units. That tells you how big that market is. Times, you know, between $2,000 and $4,000 a box. So that's a big market.
Yeah.
But there are at least a dozen companies, including names like Sony, right? Vivitech, who are all launching ClickShare direct competitors, even with buttons. So what do you think? What do you think the impact that's going to be? Do you think that's going to matter? Or do you think that Barco has such a big stronghold on that that that's not going to matter?
It's going to matter if they bring any new features into it. I know there's still kind of bugs with it. I've tried using it myself. Sometimes, you know, if you pull the USB, you have to set it up all over again. So maybe, you know, other people are working on not having to do that again, not having to set it up every time you plug it in. It depends if they, you know, the competitors bring new features, if they make it easier for the user. We're just going to have to see.
Well, you know, Barco is going to try to one-up them because they're launching their own 4K version of the ClickShare, the CSE 800. One of the ones I had a chance to see that was early on that's a new one to the industry is known as the Vivitech Novo Enterprise, they're calling it Novo Enterprise, which has a button system like the Barco, but also has the other wireless collaboration features, compatibility with Apple AirPlay and such. And speaking of 4K, We definitely know that's going to be big here at ISE. It was big at Infocom. It's even going to be bigger here at ISE because we've gone from having only one projector manufacturer shipping 4K projectors to a half a dozen manufacturers shipping 4K projectors. What do you think? I mean, it's more than pretty pictures, but what do you think of the technology?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I listened to your talks through the other, I think at Infocom and other conventions, you were talking about the 4K, and I think it's definitely it keeps moving forward, especially with the application of 4K. And since this is ISE, it's combining the commercial and the home market. I want to see where that takes us in the home market for 4K.
Yeah.
What kind of what they'll be using it for.
Yeah, and I think that in the home market, we know that the probably the most popular use is people just want bigger and better, higher resolution images. Yes. But in the commercial market, I think the big market for it is not just the higher resolution. I think it's this concept of the digital canvas, which you may have heard me talk about, where you basically do, for lack of a better term, windowing or video walling of regular rooms, where you take a meeting room like the one we're sitting in here today and turn it into a sort of a digital canvas experience. So you take the front of the room, project on the entire front of the room, place images wherever you want them placed. I think that's going to be potentially the future of 4K. Of course, the price of projectors has to come down for that, right?
Yeah, it'll be great just to see, especially in like education standpoint, if a whole wall is interactive or you can see different displays too. That'll be really great in the education.
Education has a great opportunity there, and of course, part of it is the projector has to come down, and then somebody has to build a processor that's not $10,000, because a lot of the really good video wall processors now are expensive. Mm-hmm. But you do have a lot of companies that are taking aim at that market. Another market that we're going to see a lot of movement here at ISE 2017, and of course you can follow all of our coverage at ravepubs.com, is going to be in the world of networking video across the network. We've done audio now with Dante.
Yes.
And video. How much of that are you seeing people requesting that now that you do a lot of Crestron programming? Mm-hmm. Are a lot of people saying, why can't I put the video on the network yet?
I haven't bumped into that just because of we do strictly lighting right now. I know we also do with the company I'm with. They do the residential as well. Mm-hmm. So I think they've been dipping their feet into Dante, and I'm sure they're getting questions about what about video. So I see that's coming up.
Yeah, and there are companies. There's a company called Visionary Solutions that has a video over Dante system. And then there's a lot of companies out there that are going to be launching. A lot of the projector manufacturers are doing some video over networking stuff with different manufacturers they partnered with in the industry. Of course, you've got Crestron, you've got Kramer.
Yep.
They're here. They're going to show video over networking stuff. You've got AptoVision, who's developed the technology. They don't have a chip necessarily, but they promote themselves more as a chip company. But really, they have a technology for you to take their reference design and put it on a chip or within your own product. And that allows you to send even 4K video across the network. Of course, you got to have a big network to do that.
I mean,
you know as much as anybody, that's going to take not a 1 gig network, but a bigger one.
It'll be big, yeah.
It's going to be, especially for 4K. So we've talked about wireless collaboration. We've talked about 4K. We've talked about video over the network. What else do you think? What are you looking for? What are you specifically looking at? If you had a chance to walk, you're going to have a chance. But if you had a chance, I know you're going to go that lighting hall that's back behind, back of hall one. I forget the name of that hall. I forget, maybe hall 5 or 6 is just
lighting.
Like a lot of lighting and live sound as well. What are you looking forward to seeing? What if you wanted to see like the ultimate product for you, what would it be?
Anything virtual reality and augmented what is it? Augmented reality?
Yeah, augmented reality and virtual
reality. And mixed reality. I want to see the difference between all three of them. And also, I saw that there's, I actually wrote it down, the virtual self-service hologram. I want to see what's up with
who
that.
Who has that? Do you know who has that?
Rico.
Oh, yeah. They have, this is a takeoff of, I mean, Rico's doing what, I think it's Canon had something similar to that, where it looks like a person standing there, but they're actually a hologram.
I want to check
that
out.
They had that at Digital Signage Expo. So I think that's going to be as well big as well. But I want to just say thank you for coming here and doing this. You're going to be heading up these trade show minutes. Basically, there's going to be somewhere between 10 and 20 posted a day, somewhere in that range. You're going to interview people in the industry who are, and they're all going to be short. They're all going to be 5-minute interviews.
5-10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and you're all talking about what they're interested in, what they're launching here at the show. And you, in 5 or 10 minutes, you can't cover the whole product. But what you can do is cover the highlights of the product and then encourage all the listeners to go over to the website and check it out. But this is a good way, Trade Show Man is a good way for you to learn a little bit about a bunch of new products.
Yeah, really quickly. And also we'll be on the floor. I'll be on the floor. So if I see something interesting, hopefully I can come up to you, ask you a few minutes. There's also people from Rave going around with video shoots and interviews. So I'll be doing more of the podcasting on the go. But I'll try to catch, you know, as many interesting things on my break as I can on the show floor.
Yeah, that's the nice thing is you do have a portable system. You walk around, and if you see something cool that you want to tell the listeners about, then you'll have a chance to do that. Because we do have, it's interesting, we have people that just drive in their car and listen to our podcast. So this is, you know, it's a different way to sort of bring information to people. But
we'll be posting them up every night as well, so they can get day-to-day coverage. And I know in the U.S., what are we, 7 hours behind?
We're 6 hours behind in the East Coast, 7 hours where you are, Chicago. So, yeah, these will all be posted each night. We'll post all the Trade Show Minutes to our website. So keep checking back. Of course, you can go to the website and click on ravepubs.com and click on what section is it under on our website for a Trade Show Minute?
Right here. It's ravepubs.com/radio/the Trade Show Minute.
Yep. So just go to Ravepub Radio and you'll find them all there. Of course, if you go to ravepubs.com/ISE2017, you can see not only the Trade Show Minute, you can see all of our coverage. And thanks for having me on, Victoria.
Thank you, Gary. We'll see you next time then.
All right.